are the letter combinations on the bottle, on the dark adrenaline cover, actually representative of chemicals, or do they have a deeper meaning?
No, it is actually the formula for adrenaline, the chemical formula for adrenaline.
Having heard Kill the Light and Trip the Darkness, do you feel that you're going back to your darker and heavier Comalized days, or do you feel that this is just a progression of the sound you want to make and want to have today?
I think that those two songs in particular are probably the ones that are more going back to that album specifically. And there are other songs in the album that goes a little more to Karma Code, others to Shallow Life. So there's a variety in the album where we surely wanted to have some elements from the past in the music, because we've recognized that the basic of our style are, especially in the last three albums, let's say, that's where we form the definitely style of Lacuna Coil, I think, where you develop the style. So there are definitely ideas from all the Comalized, Karmico, and even Shallow Life on all through the album. You know.
The length of the album and the songs on it, you've got, generally 2 to 4 minute length songs, is that right, on the album?
Yes, yeah, usually it's 3, 4 minutes, 3.5, mostly 4. I think the longest one is the last one, I think, which is probably 6. Almost 6 minutes.
And what do you think dictated the length? Is it just felt the right length to do, or was your intention to make songs that are easier to sort of make them radio friendly songs or singles? I mean, how
in general, we are not the kind of band that writes very long songs. I mean, we don't like songs that last too much. Also, because our formula is to have a cool hook in the chorus, a cool verse. So you can make it a little longer if you have a lead guitar or an instrumental part in between in the special of the song. But in general, we're not the kind of band that likes to repeat the riffs over and over. It's not our style, you know. It has mostly never been, actually. So if there is a reason to make it longer, like we did on My Spirit, the last one for Dark Adrenaline, there's a reason why we could develop the instrumental part, and there's a long lead guitar, and it's a song, a doomy song, that it's not really needed to be short. You know, it's not a song with a very simple structure that repeats itself. It's more of a building songs with different parts. So in that case, it's fine for us to have a longer song. But if it's a song with just verse, chorus, and then a quick lead or a quick instrumental, it's better to keep it short. It's just the way we like it. We don't like to have songs that get bored after a while. You know?
The album was due for release this year, 2011, but it's going to be released in early 2012.
Yeah.
Can you tell us anything of the reason for the delay?
It was very simple. The label asked us to postpone the release because they, for logistic problems, they simply couldn't give the full effort to support the release, the promotion, and everything to the album. So they asked us if we could move it to January. In this way, they could have the full 100% behind the album. So for us, there was no reason to release it without the full support. I mean, it's stupid to just release it just because you say that you want to release it in October. So even through, it's not a great thing to postpone the album, especially after you have announced already the release date. So for the fans, it kind of let down a little bit. But it was totally worth it, because in this way we could have done things in a better way, with more preparation and with proper budget behind the album, so it makes more sense for the band and for the label as well. So that's a normal thing in the end. It's not the first record that has been postponed. It happens all the time with labels.
Where did the name Dark Adrenaline came from? Who thought of it?
Basically, we were really trying to find a title, and it wasn't easy to find, because we knew that we wanted to have something that represent the heaviness and the darkness of the album, because we, since the day one when we started writing the song, we wanted to write darker and heavier songs. That was our goal from day one when we started so we knew that has to be something that represents that. But to find it, to put it in words, you know, in nice words for a title, is not so easy. So we've been going back and forth with a lot of possible titles that they try to get that, but they work also very difficult to focus, because sometimes you can use the word black, for example, instead of dark, but then black also goes to other kind of music, so it's a word that can easily be misunderstood or double meanings. Then we thought dark is a bit too much simplicistic, but then together with Adrenaline it was something different, you know, because dark, okay, it's so many bands that are called dark something, so it's a very common word, but to put it together with Adrenaline was, I think, was a really good idea, you know, because it was something completely different meaning in this way, you know, and we had the strength of the Adrenaline word together with the darkness of the dark word, so it was the perfect match for making an interesting title. It could be a title also for a movie or a video game, for example. I think it's a cool title in general.
What's your favorite song off the album?
It's hard to tell. As usual, you know, you don't have one favorite, but I can say I like songs like Trip the Darkness, Against You, Upside Down, Don't Believe in Tomorrow. I like all of them, but the ones that are more heavy are my favorite usually. The ones that are more powerful, especially.
Are there any cover songs on the album?
Yes, there is one. It's called Losing My Religion from R.E.M. And it's a song that we already had in mind since a few years. But we never really... We thought it was a good choice because R.E.M. is a well-respected band, even if they're not metal, they're a rock band, but they have their own respectable history. They have a lot of good songs. They have never really been selling out as a band. So we have respect for this band. We like the songs, of course. And we thought that Losing My Religion is also the kind of lyrics that could fit to our style, you know. So it was a combination. We didn't know if we could actually turn it into one of our songs so easily, because it's kind of a different song and it has a lot of words in the verse, like there is a lot of words, so it was difficult to split it, like to, okay, this is going to be the verse, this is going to be, so we put a part of the lyrics in the intro, in our version, like Christina is introducing already the verse lyrics in the intro, so in this way we could have less words than for the real verse. And then it's been kind of a big job to do it, especially for the vocals, because the music wasn't that complicated as much as the vocals, because there are so many words to make it fit to the song, to make it in our own structure of songs. But in the end, I thought it was a good choice, because it's just like Enjoy the Silence, a song that is not from a metal band, and we don't like to cover, to do a metal version of a metal song, you know, it's already metal, so it doesn't need to be done in metal. And it's cool when somebody that do a non-metal version of a metal song. I like that because it's interesting to hear it, you know. So if we take a rock song and make it metal, it makes more sense for us. So it's the same kind of choice we've done with Enjoy the Silence, you know, a very well-respected band that is popular, but it also it has a credibility as a band, it has a history as a band.
Talking about the music on Dark Adrenaline for a moment then, can you take us through the progression from Shallow Life to Dark Adrenaline? How, you know, is the album and the music on it a continuation?
Basically, when we wrote the music for Shallow Life, we were also in a moment in our career where there were a lot of changes going on. So we wanted to try something different. We wanted to experiment a little bit and go in different direction we'd never done before. It was the first time we changed the producer after working with Valdemar for many albums, many years. First time we recorded in America, we were changing the management, changing a lot of stuff inside the Lacuna Coil world was changing. So it was an album, a passage for us, let's say, you know, a step that we had to try to do something different to understand where this band wanted to go in the future, you know. So we had to try something. And we did it, and some of the stuff worked pretty well, like songs like Spellbound or I Won't Tell You or Survive, or many songs that worked really great at radios. We had the highest result for radios in America, especially with those songs. Also in the UK, the video for Spellbound went on MTV number one for a long time. And so there has been a lot of positive things, a lot of refreshing things, but also some songs we may not repeat in the future, because just because we thought we were going in a direction that wasn't what really belongs to this band in total, you know. Some of the songs are really a good result. Some other maybe are more controversial, also for us, not for the crowd, but also for us, because we think maybe we've tried something that it's not exactly where we wanted to go, you know. But you have to try to then discover that, you know, to really understand in full. If you don't try, you don't play the songs, you don't see the reaction, then you don't get the real feeling about it. That's why when we approached Dark Adrenaline, we were well aware of where we wanted to go, because we discovered what we really want to be, the essence of the sound of the band, you know? And I think Dark Adrenaline is more focused on what is Lacuna Coil in 2012, you know?
Are there any aspects in the music which are entirely new? Like something you've never done before, we've never seen it or anything like it, and you kind of go in a completely new direction with any of the songs?
No, I don't think so. I think there's fresh sound, fresh production, the songwriting is very fluent, there's good inspiration, but I don't think there's nothing that you want to recognize the band, you know. I think there's definitely our signature sound. Some song will sound different, of course. Most of the song will sound different because they're just different songs, but not because they're totally new. I think we've done that with Shallow Life. We've done stuff that we've never done before, like electronic songs or rock songs. Now I think it's more all that we've done in the most mature way possible for 2012. Best production, best songwriting, best lyrics, I think. So it is just the best essence of Lacuna Coil, I think.
One thing that comes up a lot is guitar solos on your albums. How many are we going to see on Dark Adrenaline?
I think it's the record with most lead guitars ever for us in our career. It's four the full lead guitars. So it's like the
miracle.
It's like the Joe Satriani or the Ingrid Malmsteen album of Lacuna Coil. No, I mean, it's the... Yeah, we wanted... There was space, maybe because the music was more... Not complicated, but more... with more instrumental parts. That suits better lead guitar to be in. You know, there was more space in the songwriting for lead guitars. And so we say, why not? You know, we like lead guitars, and if there is a good place to put it, it makes sense. You know, we just in the past we just didn't put a lot of leads because there was a lot of vocals already on the songs. So when you have two vocalists, it's already a lot of vocals. You know, so if you really need songs where you find the space for the guitar, you know, to come out. It's not easy for a lead guitar to come out when you have already two vocals. You know? But I think they fit pretty well in this record. And I'm really happy about the result.
Are the lyrics and the album itself, would you say, as optimistic as Shallow Life? Or how much darker and cryptic would you say the lyrics are on the music?
I think they are darker, for sure, than Shallow Life, because they are the result of the last 2-3 years of our life, where we've been through a lot of changes, a lot of positive, but also a lot of negative things in our personal life. So I think there is always, like in every of our album, a little light in the end of the tunnel. You know, there's never complete negativity in our records. But there surely is a lot of coming out of darkness, that's for sure. I mean, so to come out of darkness, you need to also describe darkness. You know, you have to go through darkness to find a way out. And that's also like a song like Treat the Darkness is exactly about this, about the fact that even if you are experiencing a very dark moment in your life, you can always make some positive out of it. You know, it's not easy. It's going to be hard, and you have to struggle. You have to go all through all the process. You know, so you have to suffer before you actually make something positive out of it. You know, but that's the generic way we've been writing the lyrics, is that there's always a little light. Even if we have a song that talks about a person that died, a loss that we had in the past years, there is still some hope for him to be in a better place, some hope to be in to find a dimension where you don't suffer anymore as much as he did in his real life. You know?
Any collaborations on the album?
The only one we had is Mario Rizzo from the project Rizophonic, that is an old-time friend of us, and he played all the percussion on the album. He came to the studio, he helped us a lot also for the drum setups and trying out different drums and stuff. And then we want him to participate as a percussionist. So he brought all his tribal percussion into the studio and we did a really good job. There's a little more percussion also in the album.
What are your hopes for this album in terms of how it will be received by both long-term, old-school Lacuna Coil fans as
just
well as new
this album
fans?
Is better than Carmelite.
And the rumours I hear that this album is better than Carmelite.
No, I think this album is the most mature album we've done. That's for sure. I mean, in terms of the way we've been writing the lyrics, we've been approaching the songwriting, the variety of songs, it's definitely the most complete and mature album we've done. That doesn't mean that people is going to absolutely love it. We hope, of course, that people are going to love it, but you can never tell, you know, because an album that comes out in a specific time has also a specific impact due to a lot of other things that are not just the music, you know. So if you release the same album in different eras, can be a great success or can be a great failure. You know, so you can't really tell if it's going to be better than this or better than that. You can tell that for sure it's one of our best efforts, and it's a record that portrays the band in 2012 in the best effort we could give. You know, the best recording session, the best songwriting, the best we could give in 2012 is this record for sure. And to me, it definitely stands along with the band, the people's favorite album, like Homalize, for example. It can stand an album like that for sure. It's different, but it can stand.
Have there been any inspirations for the music on the album? So certainly some of the darker songs on the album.
Yeah, mostly, as I say, the real life has been an inspiration. Like this last song, My Spirit, which is dedicated to Pete Steele from Typo, and when he passed out, and Marco wrote the music the night after he knew that he was passing out. So it's been a very spontaneous song dedicated to him. So all the songs are basically inspired by the real life, the real event. The fact that we wanted to have this rage coming out in the powerful songs, this energy coming out. So we wanted to turn all the negativity of the past into energy for the now, you know, for the days to come. So that's the result and the biggest inspiration for the album, more than a band or than a single song, has been the experience of the past years.
Are you planning on a headlining US tour to support the album?
Yeah, there will surely be a headline in the US. I don't know if it's going to be right after the Gigant Tour or maybe a little later on, but surely there will be a European and an American headline tour. Probably South America will be included as well, since we started going over with Shallow Life. So we're definitely going to go back, and hopefully we're going to go to Australia and Japan and maybe possibly other new places where we haven't been before, maybe go back to India again.
Would there be any Italian songs or music on the album?
No, there is one Italian spoken part on the My Spirit song, which is basically the translation of the lyrics in English, of the rest of the lyrics in English of the songs. So people will not have to go crazy to find out what is said in the part. It's just basically the same verse and chorus together.
What was the reason for including some Italian spoken part in that?
We had this part that was breaking down in a very atmospheric part, so we thought that we could put a spoken work in there. But then we say, why don't we do it in Italian? It would be more interesting, and people usually like when we do stuff in Italian, and it's our own language. It adds a little special to the song, since the song is dedicated to Pete, and has something a little more characteristic and a little more different. So why not? And we included it.
Have you been listening to any particular music, either old or new, whilst you've been writing this album? And did it affect the way the album sounds like, in any way, shape, or form?
I wouldn't say that any particular music. No, I mean, we've been listening to a lot of stuff, but not really something that inspired us more than our own music. It was more about, we want this kind of song, that kind of song, but not really one specific artist that we try to follow. There's a lot of good stuff that we've been listening to, but nothing really that gave us like 100% inspiration.
And finally, what would you say to someone that's thinking of buying their first Lacuna Coil album and decides to buy Dark Adrenaline? What would you say to them?
Yeah, basically, if you choose the last album to discover the band, it's a good choice because it's, as I say, it's a very mature album and it portrayed a little bit of the past as well. So it's good to have a good idea of the band, you know. And you might like also the previous material after you hear this one, but this one probably is the best choice to start, I think.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.